This is Slashdot Review for Monday, December 6, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. New song today from the Clintons. No, not those Clintons. The Garage Band Band of the same name from Bozeman, Montana. Today's Creative Commons song, which is also going to be track of the day at Garage Band later this week. Now on to the headlines. I'm not sure we recognize what exciting times we do live in. There's an article in Slashdot about BlogTorrent and TiVo for the Internet. Chris Holland writes in that on the heels of the recent launch of the preview release of Downhill Battle's BlogTorrent, Nicholas Revelle further articulates his vision of a TiVo for the Internet in an interview by James Enck for the Broadband Daily. Nicholas touches on the peer-to-peer promise, various players, revenue models, and the healthy challenges that are coming big media's way. In the world of politics, there's one lone activist group that submits 99.8% of the complaints to the Federal Communications Commission. Andy Webbs writes to Slashdot that MediaWeek is reporting that complaints to the FCC are rising. Powell spoke before Congress detailing that the complaints are up from 14,000 in 2002 to nearly 240,000 in 2003. There were only 350 complaints during 2000 and 2001. Powell failed to mention, however, that 99.8% of those complaints come from PTC, the Parents Television Council. The article does mention he may have been unaware of this fact. Jonathan Rentals, the president of the Center for Creative Voices and Media, commented, "It means that a really tiny majority with a very focused political agenda is trying to censor American television and radio." I want to be on the lookout tomorrow. Tomorrow's headline is going to be the U.S. Cybersecurity Report. KLM writes that Kevin Rose put up a copy of the report, Cybersecurity for the Homeland, due to be released tomorrow. It talks about some interesting things like expanding the U.S. CERT website, as well as funding for colleges to develop cybersecurity curriculum. And an anonymous reader writes in that when we achieve world peace, that's when we'll get the perfect anti-spam solution. In the meantime, ZDNet has a comprehensive review of 11 of the latest anti-spam products, including solutions from Bitdefender, ClearSwift, CA eTrust, GF1, Ironport, MailGuard, McAfee, Message Labs, NetIQ, NetworkBox, and Symantec BrightMail. Wireless carriers are looking for more elbow room, and that means more spectrum. Pillage Plunder writes the Business Week's reporting on an upcoming wireless spectrum auction. Over the next 2 years, starting in January 2005, the FCC will auction off enough spectrum that will more than double the amount currently available. Estimates range anywhere from $50 to $70 billion will be raised by these auctions. Short term, it should improve the quality of cell phone. Long term, it should open up opportunities for the so-called 3G services to finally take off. Musicians had finally commented on the Internet and file sharing. Reverse Engineer writes that a Pew Internet and American Life survey asked 809 artists and 2,755 musicians, songwriters, and publishers about how they use the Internet and whether it's been beneficial or detrimental to their success. The results, which are a large PDF file, are quite interesting. Nearly 50-50 splits on a variety of questions involving fair use and file sharing. Across the board, artists and musicians are more likely to say the Internet's made it possible for them to make more money from their art than they are to say it's made it harder to protect their work from piracy or unlawful use. There's been a lot of coverage in Linux Journal on the whole Identity Commons idea. Basically, it's a domain registrar for your unique name. Some of them are on sale already. iNames is what they're called, and they're picking up steam. ASN has published a white paper on the topic as well, and it's linked on Slashdot. IBM is claiming the world's smallest SRAM memory cell. Nokutor writes that IBM has issued a press release today claiming it has built an SRAM memory cell that's 10 times smaller than those currently available. His interpretation of the language in the press release is that IBM will be able to build 256 megabit or 512 megabit SRAM chips, or integrate 250 megabytes or more SRAM into processor dies for cache applications in the future. Of course, showing some SRAM cell prototypes is a long ways from being able to manufacture the technology in a cost-effective way. There's no information in the press release about the speed or power consumption of the blocks that can be built up with this new cell technology. This is not likely to be a potential DRAM replacement for mainstream applications. as DRAM already offers more than 10 times the density compared with SRAM at much better cost. Wanted to say thanks for the comment that was posted on our broadcast yesterday concerning Mr. Al Gore and the Internet. If you'd like to comment on the Slashdot items or suggest a Creative Commons artist or band to feature for listeners, please make a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. Or the old-fashioned way, just leave a written comment at slashdotreview.com. If you're thinking about rapid application development, you might think about Ruby. Amanya Pai writes, the KDE's award-winning integrated development environment, KDevelop, has integrated support for Ruby, an excellent and easy-to-use object-oriented scripting language. So, if you're looking for a good programming tool for quick developing a professional one-off application, Ruby with KDE bindings may be just the thing for you. There's a link to a quick tutorial and an online book to get you started, and you might want to read a fairly informative comparison of Python and Ruby. If you're a web developer or write enterprise applications with Java and so forth, you can take a look at Ruby on Rails, and they have a nice blog as well. KDevelop provides a GUI builder and debugger for rapid application development with Ruby, which is getting better. And there's a nice tutorial on using KDE libraries with Ruby. And if you've got a lot of code in C or C++, extending Ruby to use them is easy as well. At least some campaign promises seem to be kept. President Bush's money for space seems to be on its way. Santanin writes, the Washington Post is reporting that House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has delivered, via the omnibus spending bill passed November 20th, the president's full budgetary request of $16.2 billion for NASA as part of his vision for space exploration. Despite earlier reports that NASA's budget would be cut, DeLay, whose congressional district now includes the Johnson Space Center, was able to deliver the full budgetary request without any debate. NASA now has, quote, enough money to forge ahead on a plan that would reshape U.S. space policy for decades to come. Despite this early victory, questions regarding the full cost of the program remain unsolved. It's also unclear whether the NASA bureaucracy will be able to rise to the challenges posed in the initiative, and which current projects will suffer as a consequence. The Associated Press is reporting that young people use the Internet. Prost Alex writes, do you read a lot of stories about the older generation either adopting or having troubles with the Internet? But some people in this world cannot imagine their everyday life without it. The kids who went to school during the early days of the web are now going to college and are demanding broadband, downloading music, sharing photos, and posting weblogs. Most of the everyday tasks, according to the Associated Press, like homework and job search, have migrated to the web as well. According to the latest data, about 188.5 million Americans, more than 1 billion people globally, are online. A backgrounder on Background Checker in the area of your rights online. Pamri writes that the Times of India is profiling Jay Patel of Abika, A-B-I-K-A. Abika is a firm that specializes in background checks, personality profiles, and other services in the U.S., including aerial or satellite photographs of any location. It's now venturing into other countries, including Canada and India. Abika is already facing protests from Canadian privacy groups for breaching the Canadian Personal Information Protection and Electronics Document Act. HP is plotting a new course with HPUX True64. UberHacker.com writes that HP has given up on trying to bring key parts of Compaq or DEX True64 operating system into HPUX. They had once planned for the True64 goodies to arrive this year and made a big deal of this quick turnaround when they first acquired Compaq. Ironically, HP also announced today that it's expanding its Alpha Retain Trust program for True64 Unix customers. Bound to be a controversial book, there's a book review on offshoring IT. Prosto Alex writes that after the presidential election process and the U.S. foreign policy directions, outsourcing is a topic guaranteed to stir up heated debate. Bill Blunden's book, Offshoring IT, is not a how-to guide, as one might expect from the title. It's basically a collection of statistics, figures, and opinions on outsourcing information technology to foreign providers. Prosto Alex is also known as Alex Muskayuk. You can read on with the links on Slashdot for the rest of his review. And he also cautions, look out for his upcoming review of N. Sivakumar's Debugging Indian Computer Programmers. Dude, did I steal your job? Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Monday, December 6, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike license. Slashdot Review audio is produced Monday through Friday and generally on Sundays. Now today's featured album track, GarageBand.com artist The Clintons from Bozeman, Montana. You can find more information about this artist and about a half a dozen more tracks by following the links on Slashdot Review.
Well, I can see you're brewing up usual mischief, and I catch your contagious laugh. I talk about your all-time crushes, and this one takes them all. Life begins to feel a little less heavy. There's a little more color every time I look around. I talk about your all-time crushes, well, this one takes them all. I want to indulge in you. Too much of the good things, never enough. Too bad we can't do this all the time. We never accomplish anything. For we now come with me. It's a beautiful day for getaway day. And when in the bringing you down. Ooh. Well, I can sing to you, or maybe make you breakfast. Either way, that's really all I know how to do. And if you don't care, we can skip out on this town and sort it out tomorrow. Tomorrow. Of a good thing's never enough. Too bad we can't do this all the time. But we never accomplish anything. For me now, come with me. It's a beautiful day for getaway, baby. Come with me. It's so great to be alive. Come with me. And forget about your troubles and winning. To be alive, come with me and forget about your troubles and winning and bringing you down.